It's a relatively new phenomenon, but about 1.1 million black African immigrants are now estimated to be residing in the U.S. and apparently at an uptick. Comprising 3% of the U.S. born population, yet hold a majority when it comes to new visas. So why is that, and just what that immigration has looked like over the past few decades is the focus of this Africa in America. So would you consider yourself an African or an American?
I would say I'm an African living in America. I'm African first, and living in America, I'm American second.
A better path to that understanding starts at the beginning by examining just who Africans, not to be confused with black Americans, are and how they come to arrive in America, yet still very culturally connected to their communities.
For me, I've been here 12 years. Mm-hmm. That's a really good fraction of my time. So this is my country.
Right. This is home to you.
This is home to me. But I really think there's a lot of value in people who are doing things and succeeding here. In a global economy where it really helps to know about or to have exposure, African immigrants or immigrants of all countries are giving exposure to their countries in a place that is very powerful, very wealthy, etc. Also, there are a lot of threats between people who live here and back home that connect us. So that people are sending money, whether it's going on. I used to go teach at Edsel University.